Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We will take our L's in just a few minutes as the New York Knicks did indeed defeat the Boston Celtics and advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. But this weekend was about baseball and basketball coming together. You know, I was at Yankee Stadium on Friday. There was a buzz about the Knicks. I had it on my tablet. The crowd was very into what was going on with the Knicks game. And then I noticed on Saturday, the great Gary Cohen had something to say about the New York Knicks.
They could last a long time if you lick it slowly like that.
Well, that's not what I was referring to, Gary, and I'm not sure what you're talking about. But here's what Gary Cohen said about the Knicks.
Tonight at 11 o'clock, it's Honda Sports Night. Get you ready for Knicks and Pacers in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's right, right? The Knicks made the Eastern Conference Finals. So, they didn't win the NBA championship last night, did they?
I take it he's not a Knicks fan?
I take it as he was, I guess, taken back by the wild celebrations that occurred.
It's been 25 years, man, and a grind for Knicks fans to get to this point. I get why they're excited. Now, they also believe that the possibility is there because the road feels so wide open with none of the other teams that are left in the postseason, East and West, having a championship or really a pedigree for being a champion. Mm. And so if you're a Knicks fan, it's quite easily, why not us?
The New York Knicks, of the four remaining teams, have the most recent NBA championship. The Pacers have never won one. The Timberwolves have never won one.
Right.
And the Thunder have never won one.
Right. It's only 52 years ago.
So two things can be true at the same time. Number one, Knicks fans have, I am going to defend you on this until I'm dead. Knicks fans have every right to wildly celebrate defeating the Boston Celtics. Mm-hmm. And you laid out a few of the reasons why. But I'd start with the fact that no one gave you a chance.
True.
Literally the only person I heard, period, and I watch a lot and I hear a lot and I read a lot, the only person who picked the New York Knicks to win this series,
Loogie,
is Tommy Lugauer. I mean it. I mean, it's true.
It's true.
I didn't hear Stephen A. Smith predict the Knicks. I didn't hear anyone else at this radio station pick the Knicks. It was Tommy. So everybody has a right to be excited over the near shock of defeating the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one. Number two, isn't that what sports is about?
Of course.
Like us being excited? I remember when the Mets beat the Phillies in the National League Division Series, and we haven't had a drought like the Knicks in terms of winning a DS, and there was a wild celebration, and I think that's totally fine. So I will defend the Knicks fan, but here's the second part. Here's my little swerve to this whole thing. Those people on the streets of New York City, climbing lamp poles, mm-hmm. jumping up and down, saying absurdities, they're not the real Knicks fans.
They're just
not. They're kids who are excited to party and be on YouTube and Twitter.
No, you're probably right. Ding, ding, ding.
You're probably right. They're not the real Knicks fans.
Right, this is the social media world.
This is the social media world, and here's what happened. I'll tell you the whole story. We were so excited to be outside after the pandemic that when the Knicks were in that playoff in 2021,
mm-hmm.
when they won a playoff game, people went nuts. And it was partially because of the excitement of the Knicks, don't get me wrong. But a lot of it was people were just so excited to be out.
Right.
And that became like the Knicks thing. Like their shtick is, hey, we win, we party in the streets. And so when people judge Knicks fans, who I think are good people mostly, They really are, as much as they drive me nuts. They're good people, mostly. If we're going to judge them based on 27-year-old kids who don't even know, like, they don't know who a fella Harrington is.
Right. They don't know the history. They're just happy that this is happening right now.
They're just happy to be partying and being on YouTube. That's not the real Nick fan. So I think where Gary is mistaken, and many in the national media are mistaken, is confusing kids just trying to have fun with the real Nick fan. The real Nick fan.
Well, not only has it been 25 years since they've made the Eastern Conference Finals, and it's been, I've lost count how long it's been since they've won an NBA title, I think what some people are not understanding is just how bad the Knicks were. I'll take it a step further. They were the worst franchise, both run and production, and these dinosaurs that they had on their team in the entire league for decades. So this is the pent-up frustration and now jubilation, as Clyde would say, and that's why you're seeing the celebration. Plus, did I miss something here? This is New York City. We literally drop a ball at midnight. We are the party capital of the world here.
Tommy,
this isn't Connecticut. This is New York City, baby. We party down here.
But I have proof that it's not real Nick fans and it's all like this fun. We want to be on social media.
Those people too, but not everyone in the streets.
Not
I don't
everybody.
Think it's all frauds that are partying outside the Garden.
I have proof it's all fraud. When the Yankees advanced, I think beating Cleveland a couple of years ago, the same thing happened outside of Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
No Yankee fan would do that. Like, that is just literally, oh, we want to be on camera, too.
Yeah.
The Yankees have a wonderful history. They've advanced many times over, and that was the example. When I saw that, I said, come on, we all know what's going on here.
But I think it could be real Knick fans. I just think it's not all Knick fans. It's not the long-term Knick fans. Because I'm trying to think, are any of my friends in that crowd? No. Are any of your friends in that crowd? Probably not. Tommy, Sean, any of your friends?
No.
Exactly. And so it's a younger Nick fan. And I don't think you can disparage the younger Nick
fan
for celebrating the way that you celebrate.
I'm not disparaging them at all. All I've said is that's not representative of most Knick fans. So for Gary or anyone else to say, look at them acting like they won a championship.
Oh, I see.
That's
so disparaging the Knick fan because of that group.
That's not most Knick fans.
I agree.
That's not who they are. I think Knick fans are rightfully very, very excited, but they're not climbing up poles after winning the Eastern Conference semis.
Yeah. I think the right word is inauthentic, because I think a lot of those kids are real Knicks fans, but they're... They're partying in the streets.
Because they want to party.
Right. It doesn't match the authenticity of why they're excited or why they're doing it. They're doing it because, look, we're all going to go out there. Maybe we'll be the next one to end up on TikTok or do that. And they're doing it for the reaction of the reaction than their actual reaction, if that makes sense.
I think that was well said. Yeah.
It's an inauthentic celebration.
Yeah.
Also, young people like the party. I mean, Evan, you said it, I believe, on Friday. You're at the point in your life, and a lot of people are when they get into their 40s or beyond, where on a Friday night, they want to go home. They have kids. So when you're young, you're full of you-know-what and vinegar, and you want to get after it. That's just what young people do. I mean, believe me. So you like to party in your 20s, 30s, for some people, maybe even 40s now. And that's just the way you like to react and act when you're excited.
Did you have any urge, especially as the Knicks were destroying the Celtics on Friday night, you knew it from the beginning, was there any urge to get to that area so you could join all those completely crazy 28-year-olds partying in the streets?
There was an urge, there was a FOMO, and I told myself I will be there for the next celebration.
So if they win the East,
yes,
you'll be there.
I will be there. I don't know if I'll be right in the middle of it. I mean, I am going to be 40 now. I can't be wilding out, and I don't need to be on TikTok. But I want to feel that moment with everyone in this city. And that's what makes, to me, the Knicks so special, is because we're not partying on a... This is Midtown Manhattan that you've been able to do this. Right outside Madison Square Garden. Who knows if it'll ever come again? So, yeah, I want to be there to get to that one, and then we know the one after that as well.
Now, as you guys may recall, when this series began, we all made predictions. Who would win the Knicks-Celtics series? We all made...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Aid predictions. And before we wear our L's here on Evan and Tiki, it is time for us to own our predictions.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tommy, you are the king of this hour right now. You are the man right now, as some may say. Who would you like to play the prediction of first?
Let's start with Tiki Barber.
Celtics in six.
Celtics in six. That was incorrect.
You got it so wrong, Teak.
All right, who's next?
Let's go with Evan next.
The Boston Celtics in five with the Knicks winning tonight. I got that part right. The Knicks won tonight, and then, they won three more times. So I take an L for that one. And finally, Sean Morash.
It's Celtics in four.
Wow.
And Tommy Lugauer, what was your prediction?
Dudes, dogs, damage.
Always.
Knicks in six. And I will be at the Garden for game six.
There he is.
So the last part, not so much. I was on my couch.
I was going to say.
But leading up to that, I had everything right.
We know that, you know, you were going to be at a Subway Series game broadcasting from Yankee Stadium.
Well, he left early. He got the hell out of there. And we tried to FaceTime him the Juan Soto at-bat, as we mentioned on the air, and he had no cell reception.
Whoa. I'm glad
you
brought this
up. That's because he was on the Subway.
I'm glad he brought this up. When you define the word try, because you never tried.
Yes, we did.
No, you didn't.
You know what? I could pull up my FaceTime.
You sure can, because I didn't receive one missed call. I did tell you I was on the Subway and I don't have great service, but I don't think there was much of an attempt.
Can you read this, Tommy, on microphone, the date and time, and it says canceled FaceTime by the person?
Yes, I can. This is a text from Sean to his wife. Sorry, honey, I clogged the toilet again. Had too many chicken tenders at
date
the stadium.
Date and time.
Tommy Lugauer, May 16th, 7:10. Canceled. Canceled FaceTime.
You idiot.
Yeah, because it didn't go through. I watched him do it. Like, I was filming Sean as he was FaceTiming you.
I never got it.
No, yeah, bad reception, and it happens, especially if you're on the Subway. But either way, we made a promise after these predictions because we were also confident that Tommy was being a shill. Mm-hmm. He was being a typical Knick fanboy.
Yes.
And we all agreed that if the Knicks won this series, we'd all wear our L's.
And this is a big deal, a very big deal, because about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, my beautiful wife made the first L. And then after that, we decided we need four L's just in case we all have to take L's at one time or another. And Tracy worked day and night putting these things together, and they look amazing. And to date, I have never worn one. This will be my first L.
Incredible. Tiki Barber has never worn an L. I've worn it a couple of times. Sean has worn it a couple of times.
Couple times? I've worn an L on this show more than I've worn a shirt with buttons.
But we all did agree that if Tommy's Knicks advanced, we'd all wear L's. So, Tommy, we invite you into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We will turn a microphone on, and you can perform any speech you want, and then place the L's around our necks that we will wear for the rest of today's radio program, because your Knicks, the dudes and the dogs and the damages and the uncrowned champions and whatever the hell else you want to say about them, you got the last laugh. You were victorious. The L's are there. Who would you like to present with an L first?
So let's start first with the Giants' all-time leading rusher, one Mr. Tiki Barber, because the reason I want to start off with Tiki, and I will go with we'll go with the blue one for Tiki, is because I believe Tiki's prediction, which was Celtics in six, did not come from a place of a hater.
No.
I think it came from a sports analyst, a sports talk radio host.
That's what I do, Loogie.
Exactly. And you gave a fair, honest sports opinion, which happened to be wrong. Everyone else was in that boat as well, but you didn't come from a hater's perspective. So to me, I put this L around your neck, Tiki, not with hate in my heart, not with shame, not with disappointment, just in, you know what? You take an L sometimes because you got it wrong.
Right.
So, Tiki Barber,
I graciously accept this L from you, Thomas Lugauer, the generational talent of WFAN.
The L is now around Tiki's neck.
I feel honored.
You look good, bro.
By the way, Tommy, you also called that the blue L. That's the Yankee pinstriped L.
Look blue to me.
Okay. It is blue.
Sean, he's the decider of L's.
It's my birthday party, not yours.
Yes. Who's next?
Next is one, a big mouth behind the glass, Sean Marash.
Sean, please come in.
Waddle your way in here. By the way, Marash, literally last night in the suite, was burping the entire time. It was so uncomfortable. We were sitting there with this nice family, the three ladies, and he's burping in front of them. Now, unlike Tiki Barber, Sean Marash.
Here, Tom.
What?
Here, Sean.
Sean Marash.
Whoopity-doo.
He has hate in his heart. He's a hater. He's a weasel. He's a big mouth. He's a loudmouth, and oftentimes he skips the podium, and we let him get away with it. But not on positive Tommy's watch. See, you had the worst prediction of all. You said the Knicks not only would lose this series, that they would get swept. I'm surprised you didn't take it a step further and say the Celtics will win the first three, and then the Knicks will forfeit. They won't even show up for game four. You got that? And you can celebrate it tomorrow afterwards. Not sure why fake Sean's here, but he's here. So, Sean, get used to these L's because... Oh, which one? The Nick one?
What? Hold on, Tiki. You let him make a decision.
No, I like this.
He's picking the different colored L's to put on.
Sean Marash, orange and blue skies everywhere. This is Knicks colors. This is Mets colors. And damn it, this is Islanders colors, baby! Sean?
Thank
if you could
Tommy.
Even fit it around your neck.
No, I'll fit it in my neck. Just real question.
Yeah.
What did you say I did in your ear all night last night?
You burped. Constantly.
Yeah. Well, enjoy the next 2 weeks because I'm going to be doing a lot of Halla burping. There you go.
Good to see you haven't lost your material.
All right. Sean has his L. I guess this is my turn now, isn't it?
And finally.
All right. I'm coming over.
And this one is we're going to go jet green for Evan, of course. This one is extra special to me and my Knick fan brethren. See, we all know whether it's Charles Barkley, whether it's Shaq, whether it's Brian Windhorst, whether it's Reggie Miller. On and on and on. They are all members of the coalition of Knick haters. But they work for one man. See, they report back to one man, and that is the top hater, the number one hater, and the leader of the coalition of Knick haters. Not an IBO, a man that has extreme hate in his heart for the greatest basketball team in the history. Yep, that's right. It's my day. The greatest basketball team in the greatest city, in the greatest arena in the history of arenas. That is the Knicks. That man's name is Evan Roberts, a man who said the Knicks will lose in the first round. Why doesn't Mikal Bridges fight through screens? Why do you think that is, Loogie? Why do you think that's the case? You know what? I don't have kids. But I would imagine what I'm about to do, putting the L around Evan's neck, is like seeing the birth of your first child. That's right, Knick fans. Stand up and applaud. This is our day. This is our moment because Evan Roberts wears the L for picking the Celtics in this series.
All right.
You're placing it over his head right now.
There you go.
Looks great, Ev.
Fantastic. That was great.
Thank you, Loogie.
I feel good.
Well, thank you, guys.
That was wonderful. Thank you, Tommy.
I don't know if you pre-wrote those remarks or just came off the dome, but they were excellent.
They were well done.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.